Network, because you can handle the truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before we get to the lovely lady Claire, we have a caller on the line, Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I just want to disagree with that woman also. She kind of says Trump's a really good man and means best, but there's nothing he can do. There's plenty he could do. He should have cleaned house the minute he became president. He should have fired Comey or along with the others. He should have fired every U.S. attorney in the country and replaced them. Not only that, he shouldn't rely on the Secret Service for protection. He could have. There's nothing in the Constitution that says you need to rely on the Secret Service. He could have.
He does have his own private security detail that supposedly works with the Secret Service protective detail. And by the way, if my memory serves, Trump actually did fire James Comey.
Yeah, but he didn't fire him right away. He should have fired him the second he got in.
Agreed.
Yes.
To Clapper and Brennan. But as far as the Secret Service goes, he could use people from the military instead to protect him. People he could trust. I don't think he can trust everybody in the military, but they're certainly more trustworthy than the Secret Service, who I believe probably were in on the murder of JFK back in 63. So,
there's no question about that.
Yeah.
There's that famous James Altgens photo where the Secret Service is riding in the car ahead of Kennedy's car, and as the gunshots ring out, they just stay right there, and one of them's just grinning ear to ear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all tied in together, these government agencies.
But well, same thing happened to Indira Gandhi. She was killed by her protective detail.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But the thing is this, you got to realize that the military is a little bit different. They're more down to earth. They're not quite, tied into the bureaucracy the way the others are, except maybe the top generals and stuff like that. And I think he'd be much better off even today. Is getting some good soldiers in there, people who know what they're doing, people who have who also do security, like MPs, special forces, whatever, and using them. And if Tulsi Gabbard...
Well, there's the other aspect of it, and that has to do with image. The reason the Secret Service detail is the way it is, they're trying to be low-key about it in order that Trump does not go out in public looking like he's afraid of being shot at. And I recall during the 2016 campaign, there was one time where it was obvious he was wearing a bulletproof vest, and he got ragged on pretty heavily about that, and he let it go away. If he surrounds himself with all these armed military, it sends a very, very different message. Anyway, Mark, we're going to let you go here, and we're going to take one more phone call and then get to the Lady Claire. Tom in Utah, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I have sympathy for everybody with their attitudes or opinions on D.C., but the best way to understand Donald Trump's dilemma is to spend time there. And I spent, 6 months of my life in three years out there and see the evil you have to put up with. And I think he's being very wise in agreeing with the enemy while he's in the way with him. My heart goes out to Donald Trump or anybody that's actually trying to do anything of value in D.C. because there's such an evil force out there. You don't know who your friend is. You don't know who your enemy is. And that's the reality.
Okay, well, Tom, thanks an awful lot for that insight here. And, I've never actually been to Washington, D.C. It is on my bucket list.
Okay.
I would like to go over to the National Archives and take a look at the original Declaration of Independence.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Purely for personal family reasons. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Air and Space Museum, because I understand stuff I actually worked on back in the 70s is now on display there.
Your birds are there. They're home.
And that's going to make me feel really, really old.
Let's do that.
I remember that piece right there. I worked on it. That's mine. Oh, look at that.
Okay.
You, young kids, pay attention. Okay,
well,
so.
I found out it was not smart for me to be there because my enemies found me. And they thought, they made you think they were your friend until you turned your back.
Well, yeah. That's what politicians do.
My prayers are out for Donald Trump. I think he is our King Cyrus, the best we can find. I sat face to face with Hillary. I felt like I wanted to take a bath with Santa Flush after I left her office.
Oh,
yeah.
That's got to be a terrible feeling.
That's got to be
Santa Flush.
Tom,
whoa.
We're going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. And for those of you watching on YouTube, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire. And Lady Claire, what is the first thing that you want to talk about?
Oh, I want to talk about some people who do not like the independent media very much. And the title of this article at the top of Blacklisted News, I strongly suggest that those of our readers and listeners who haven't seen it, it's blacklistednews.com. Apparently, there is an organization in Florida called the Poynter Institute, and it's about, allegedly, journalism. It is heavily financed by George Soros. And, Mike, do we want to do that shout-out?
Yeah,
first,
we'll do the
shout-out
to our honor affiliates rejoining the network.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm frankly not surprised to find out the Poynter Institute is financed by George Soros.
No.
Because Soros is definitely the enemy of accurate, independent news reporting because it's getting in the way of his dreams of a one-world empire.
Yes, and, of course, how many illegal immigrants who may be ill or impoverished Americans will he take in to his own place?
I would imagine probably not much. And he's got a big place. You should hunt it down on Google Earth.
It's gorgeous.
It's got lots of room.
And what this article says is that blacklistednews.com made this list, and it was said to be about unreliable news organizations that they'd like to see demonetized and blacklisted from
and
the internet.
And by the way, we made the list. What really happened.com made the list.
And I thought when I saw that, I was having a palm-to-forehead moment at that time. And one thing that the writer at Blacklisted News said is that they are looking for other ways to monetize and other than banner advertising. And the way that he phrased this was, this isn't over by a long shot. And then they went to a cached list of sites, George Soros, SPLC, and Proper Not, and other establishment propaganda pushers would like for you to not be able to visit.
And we're on Southern Poverty Law Center's list as well here.
Yeah.
The real problem that's going on is there is now a campaign to convince online advertisers not to do business with the independent media.
Right. And we're dealing with that a little bit here.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're dealing with that a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, we need an angel to put a big chunk of cash into our operation here, or I'm going to have to sell Claire for medical experiments.
I beg your pardon. I don't think so.
Yes, dear. Anything you say, dear.
Okay. And apparently, a former journalist and writer by the name of Barbara Allen signed off on this, which is interesting enough because it does echo the Soros list. Both of them got retracted as of today.
Yeah, well, there was a huge, huge backlash.
Yeah. And I'm going to speak directly to Miss Allen. May I call you Barbie as a term of disendearment? Who was, please, the researcher who, wallowing comfortably in their own ignorance, listed WRH as a conspiracy site? I mean, lady, come on, playing fast and loose with the facts. You have tarred a lot of our brother and sister bloggers with the same brush. And payback will be interesting.
Well, I don't know how much payback there's actually going to be. I mean, you know, Soros has got lots of money. The corporate media is definitely on his side because we're cutting into their audience.
Oh, I know. And into their profit line.
Ever since the Mueller report has come on out, CNN and MSNBC's numbers have just
gone
right into the Al-Qaeda.
Yep. So I have to wonder, and I'm calling this lady out, but in a nice way, okay? Precisely, what was the database they used to come up with this ham-fistedly, pig-headedly idiotic characterization of the site.
I think basically they just went out and got a bunch of other lists
that
had already been compiled, including that ridiculous one from the New York Times that they had to retract as well.
Yeah. Now, Miss Allen should be able to tell our readers and listeners, as they deserve to know, by way of what means these sites were selected as double plus on good.
Because we don't push the official line here.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at the list, and it wasn't just conspiracy. Mm-hmm. We were listed under the category of rumor, which strikes me as very weird.
Yeah.
Because everything that we post on whatreallyhappened.com mm-hmm. has a hard link back to the source.
Yeah. So there is no question that we do check our facts very intensely. And as a former journalistic professional, and Barbie, you lost any shred of credibility you ever had when you joined this bunch, you will remember perhaps the five interconnected precepts of real journalism. Who, what, when, where, and why. Now, if you are not capable of doing this, which I think may be the case, it's going to be a very long time before Pointer gets its reputation back, other than in shreds, because of all this. So I am really confused here. As Mike just said, every link we put up is hard linked to the source, so there can be absolutely no question as to attribution. And so, Barbie, can you or your alleged researchers in the databases they use find one article in the last 20 years which either of us have posted and call it conspiracy? Now, I challenge you to do this, my dear.
Well, basically,
Barbie.
It depends on how you define a conspiracy. Yeah. Now, there's the legal definition, which is two or more people getting together and conspiring to engage in illegal activity. Mm-hmm. But today, the definition has sort of been mutated and morphed to simply apply a broad brush to any reporting that is not in compliance with the official story.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So if you question the government on 9/11, conspiracy.
Yeah.
If you question the government on TW-800, conspiracy. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the phrase conspiracy theorist was created by the CIA in the wake of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy as a way of trying to dismiss those who were seeing the obvious flaws in the official story without having to, address their questions.
Right. And I want to speak a little more to Barbie and again ask, show us the article that was not linked back to the source. We don't write conspiracy. We report facts in the most useful way possible for our readers and listeners. Now, we're equal opportunity smiters, I think, and we have regularly scolded both the Democrats and Republicans when we understand they are not serving the best interests of we the people. Now, there is an interesting timing issue here that I noticed. You, Barbie, came on board at this institute about a year ago when the Democrats believed they could actually smell blood in the water regarding the totally fabricated Trump-Russia collusion investigations. And they were going full bore to try to destroy him or have him impeached. But now the sandal is on the other foot, is it not, Barbie? With the following very credible accusations. I think, Mike, you may have covered a couple of these.
We covered this one. That's the New York Times admits multiple spies were deployed by Obama's FBI.
And I have another revelation for you. Apparently, former U.S. Attorney Susan Rice ordered spy agencies to produce detailed spreadsheets involving Trump. Now, Barbie, the excrement
Let's
is
go a little
about
easy on the volume on Barbie.
The ventilation
you're pegging the needles over here.
Exposing every foul thing done or said against President Trump during the campaign and after.
I certainly hope that's going to be true.
Yeah, unless you steadfastly believe that brown is the new black and have no objection to getting caught up in a huge tsunami of fecal matter, you just might want to consider leaving Pointer.
Oh, I'm sure she's very well paid to be there.
Oh, I know. And the funny thing is that at the end of the day, this band by Barbie is about to have the band in Boston effect. And you would understand that. You were a journalist at one point, right? This being banned by Barbie is about to have the polar opposite effect than the one that you and the Sorosistas wanted to see happen.
Well, you know, over on Fox News a little earlier, they were actually reporting on the fact that Facebook, once again, has gone on a rampage against independent broadcasters like
Watson and Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, yeah. InfoWars, Farrakhan. And if it's appearing on the TV, if it's being reported on the TV, that's going to get people to say, oh, I want to find out what's going on over there.
Yeah, exactly. And I have to say, Barbie, that I am thoroughly amazed that you and your brother and sisters, Sorosistas, did not see this coming or think your strategy through to its logical conclusion.
What they underestimated is the fact that the American people have awakened.
Yes.
Everything that they're doing is stuff that worked back in the 1950s and 1960s when the American people were very naive and trusting and believed what the TV and the politicians told them. Those days are now gone.
Yeah.
And so everybody is looking at something like this, like, oh, this website is being banned.
Yep.
Gee, I wonder what's over there that is such a threat.
Yeah. And I will tell you, Barbie, readership will increase. Ad revenues will go up every time something like this happens.
Well, not the ad revenues, because the whole point of these banning lists is they're literally going to the ad agencies, the online advertisers, and saying, you don't want your brand tarnished by these people. Really, these are terrible. You shouldn't be advertising. And it is. It's an economic hardship.
Yeah, it is. And at some point, I think this will turn around.
I would like to see it turn around. I've been doing this for a very, very long time.
Yeah, I know.
And it's very tiring and frustrating.
Yep.
Not to mention, you know, we're broke.
Yes. Another thing that needs to be looked at here, federal judge sides with federal government, rules massive surveillance can remain secret. Now, this comes to us from The Mind Unleashed by Derek Rose. And despite just this abundance of public information detailing the U.S. government's secret warrantless mass surveillance programs, a federal judge has blocked a lawsuit claiming that revealing any details would threaten national security. A federal judge has ruled that the federal government can assert state secrets privilege to keep details of the warrantless mass surveillance program secret. Now, this came from U.S. District Judge Jeffrey White and brings an end to a legal battle that's lasted for more than a decade as five Americans sought to reveal the full scope of the controversial spying program. The plaintiffs have been represented by the Electronic Frontier Foundation, EFF, since 2008, since before whistleblower Snowden leaked classified files revealing the NSA's massive spying apparatus. And the judge apparently agreed with the arguments made by the DOJ that revealing any details as to whether the government collected the five plaintiffs' internet and phone data would threaten national security. I guess that's who we all are now. Threats to national security.
That's exactly right. If you're thinking, you're a threat to national security. If you value your privacy, you're a threat to national security.
Yeah.
If you question vaccines, you're a threat to national security.
Yeah. So color me completely unsurprised by this one. And as you mentioned, Paul Joseph Watson, Laura Loomer, Milo Yiannopoulos, and were just unpersoned by Facebook in their latest purge. They were labeled dangerous individuals, banned for life. And Mark Dice made the observation at his Twitter feed, it's beyond anti-American, it's truly Orwellian. And, you know,
it really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Now, these people can be wrong. And Alex frequently does get the, sorry, Alex, I know you're a brother blogger. Occasionally you miss the window but is deplatforming these people the answer? I would say heck no.
Absolutely not. I mean, in a nation that values freedom of speech, which right now that First Amendment is under attack from all corners.
Yeah, 24/7, guys.
Corporate media, Facebook, Google, Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They want us to sit down and shut up. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. Okay. We will be right back.
Oh. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, of course, RBN and whatreallyhappened.com are holding our hands out and saying that without your support, and we mean a lot of support, we are not going to be here much longer.
Yeah.
That's really what it's coming on down to. And like we reported earlier in the hour, we're under attack. They're going after the advertisers.
Yep.
And that means we have to be dependent on you, the listeners, to basically donate all that you can so that we can move forward. So the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. Okay, so Claire, let's go back to what you want to talk about.
Yeah, this comes to us from Zero Hedge, again, a very sober an intelligent site. I have invited them on the radio show, haven't heard back, but I would love for one of their representatives to come. And they had today, coup failure necessitates a new policy. Bolton, the stash, is pushing for war.
Yes, he is.
And after the failed coup attempt, at least some people recognize the reality that the government of Venezuela has significant popular support. So when the coup failed, there's going to be a new policy. Unfortunately, the guy at the head of this is John Bolton. John, I've never met a war I didn't love and want the U.S. to get hooked up in. This guy scares the heck out of me. Now, what you see in a lot of the mainstream media, particularly cable, that they are working in favor of regime change in Venezuela, and they even avoid to call the intended coup a coup. Well, folks, if that wasn't a failed coup, coup, ka-choo, I don't know what is. And many U.S. journalists who write on South America are, let's say, their perceptives may be a little bit off. And there was a gentleman and a lady who wrote Anthony Faiola and Mariana Zuinga in today's Washington Post. And there was a pro-government rally on Wednesday next to Miraflores, the presidential palace, and it drew about 500 people, far fewer than the multiple rallies of thousands of people supporting Guaido. And
well, that is the flat-out reverse of what's going on down there.
And if you take a look at the Photoshopped cropped...
The non-Photoshopped.
Yeah, and then you compare it with the non-Photoshop, you will be blown away by the size of this pro-government crowd, which is massive.
Yeah, I saw that photo earlier in the day.
Yeah.
And again, this is the same propaganda that we get fed to us every time the U.S. wants to invade a country. Oh, the leader is hated. Mm-hmm. His people don't want him.
Yeah.
I remember back the last time they were trying to whip up support for going into Iran.
Right.
And they showed this huge crowd, this mm-hmm. rally, and said, you know, this is a rally demanding that Ahmadinejad step down. Mm-hmm. And then when you saw the uncropped version, there was Ahmadinejad waving at the crowd.
It
was a crowd that was supporting him.
Yeah.
But then we know the Washington Post lies.
Yes.
That's why we call it the Washington Compost.
Yes, yeah. And that Elliot Abrams, the supposed regime changer in chief regarding Venezuela, thought that Tuesday's lamentable excuse for a coup would work makes me kind of question, how the heck did he get there? And what kind of magical thinking process was he going through when he knew what the numbers were, or did he not know what the numbers were?
He didn't know what the numbers were. He was guessing. I mean, it's a repeat of the Bay of Pigs.
Yeah, exactly.
They went in there just assuming the Cuban people were going to march down to that beach and rally in support of overthrowing Castro.
No.
And what happened is the Cuban people marched down to that beach and pounded the invading force into the sand.
Yes, yeah.
This is another repeat.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone on in. Just believing mm-hmm. that the public would turn on Maduro, even though they elected him by a landslide just last year.
Yeah.
They went in there believing that the military could be encouraged to turn on Maduro. Mm-hmm. That really didn't happen.
No.
So the coup has failed, and the bovine excrement, of course, continues to pour out of the corporate media mm-hmm. to try and convince us things mm-hmm. are going great for the U.S. down in Venezuela, mm-hmm. That this is all going to work out very well in the end. But you're right. John Bolton, he's out there arguing for war. The last report I had was that both Trump and the Pentagon are saying this is not a good idea for us to go into Venezuela.
Yeah.
It would be another Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. does not do well in jungle warfare.
Right, right, right.
But Bolton's out there saying, do it, do it, do it. So, John, here's your rifle.
Yeah.
And here's your parachute.
Mm-hmm.
And have fun. We'll call Maduro and tell him you're on your way to kick his butt all by yourself.
Right, right, right.
We're going to sit this one out.
Yeah. And after the break, I've got a very lovely, well, not lovely, but well-documented paper about what the U.S.
Well, the break
sanctions.
Is starting now, so we're going to have to let you go. And we'll put this on hold, and we'll be right back.
All right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Claire, what is your next story?
Well, the next story is a little bit more about Venezuela and Trump's neocons and what effects the sanctions are really having. There is a wonderful guy. I'd like to meet him and shake his hand. His name is Kurt Niemel, and he does some very serious and intelligent reporting about what's happening. And he makes the observation that Bolton and the neocons now infesting the White House are all about war, mass murder, starvation, and the engineered immiseration of millions. But the Washington, D.C.-based Center for Economic Policy Research, known by the acronym as CEPR, published a report last Thursday on the effects that U.S. sanctions are having against Venezuela. Now, this is a 27-page paper that was authored by economists Mark Weisbrot and Jeffrey Sachs, who said that the sanctions have inflicted very serious harm to human life in Venezuela. And here is another contribution by another blogger, Ricardo Vaz from Mint Press. The sanctions are depriving Venezuelans of life-saving medicines, medical equipment, and other essential imports. And this is from Weisbrot, who is the co-defender of CEPR. And for his part, Sachs added, American sanctions are deliberately aiming to wreck Venezuela's economy and thereby lead to a regime change. They make messes all over the world.
Yes, they
and,
do.
And, you know, they call it economic warfare, and it's in violation of international law because neocons don't look at international law. And one thing that Nemo said that is very troubling to me, the cult of MAGA, and that's the acronym, I believe, for Make America Great Again, right?
Okay.
Or a significant faction therein have absorbed the lies on Venezuela that has been put out by the neocons. And it makes them, in effect, a cheering section for mass murder. You know, and it was, and I'm beginning to like this gal a little bit, it was freshman Representative Ilhan Omar that brought out the neocon side of the MAGA cultists. She made the mistake of blaming the United States and its neocon hijacked foreign policy for the deepening crisis in Venezuela. And you know, Mike, I hate it when people in politics are telling the truth, but get jumped on or punished for it, which I think she did.
Well, that's in our culture.
Oh, man.
Okay, you tell the official lie. And you'll be okay. If you challenge the official lie, if you try and tell the truth, you're under attack.
Oh, it's the same thing that happened with Tulsi Gabbard.
Yes.
Who went to Syria on her own and discovered the terrifying reality. And remember, this gal is a former vet and very bright. She saw that U.S. efforts in Syria were absolutely backward from what the U.S. should have been doing. And she got punished.
Yes.
And to some degree, shot down also.
Well, she's back now, and I wish her a lot of luck. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with everything that she says.
No.
But, you know, all I can tell. Tulsi, stay at a small aircraft.
Yes, please. And there was a very thoughtful article yesterday, and I believe it's also out of Zero Hedge again. And it's titled, The Microcosm of Everything Wrong with Foreign Policy. And it was this issue that the Senate failed to override the Trump veto on Yemen.
Yes.
This so bothers me. And, you know, it would be kind of interesting if all of the Congress people had to put their money in a blind trust like the president does.
Yeah, I suggested that yesterday.
Yeah, I have to. I mean, if you look at any of the images which I have posted, and I said, guys, it's graphic, bear with me. You need to know what the heck is going on out here. And it was originally, by the way, from Common Dreams, which is another very sober-sided vote. What we are doing in Yemen is we are enabling Saudi war crimes.
Yes.
I'm talking about barrages of gunfire aimed at men, women, children, civilians, non-coms, and just people the wrong place at the wrong time, schools, hospitals, universities. I don't know where in the Islamic tradition killing people with impunity is so great a thing, because to me as a Christian, you try to figure out ways where you don't have to kill out people, you know?
Well, that would be a good idea, but you kill people who are sitting over resources that you want.
I know. And the article goes on to state, Yemen is a microcosm of everything that is wrong with U.S. foreign policy. And it goes to the heart of how the U.S. is conducting dozens of hidden wars around the world without anybody at home noticing. I noticed.
Me too.
People around me have noticed. And that has been a very big cosmic aha for me to understand that there are people who know what's going on. And the Senate needed 67 votes. Pardon me, to override the president's veto, but the final margin Thursday was 54-45. Every no vote was cast by a Republican. 7 Republicans joined Democrats in voting in favor of the veto override. And whoever those Republicans were, you have my respect on this. And in a statement after the veto override failed, Sanders said something interesting. And he said that he would keep vowing to continue working to end the U.S. involvement in Yemen. And this is a statement directly from him. The bad news today, we were unable today to override Trump's veto regarding U.S. intervention in this horrific war in Yemen. But Sanders also said, The good news is that for the first time in 45 years, Congress used the War Powers Act to reassert its constitutional responsibility for the use of armed forces.
That's exactly the way it's supposed to be under the Constitution. Yeah. Only Congress can declare war.
Yeah. And, you know, I look at these images many times through Bing.com because Google will not show them anymore. They want everything sanitized and sterilized for your viewing enjoyment.
Yes, well, Google, folks, the search engine for funny kitten videos.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, steel yourselves. If you type into a search engine, Bing.com, images, Yemeni children killed by Saudi air attacks, you will get something you're not going to get from the national news.
Nope.
And these figures are haunting, and especially the kids who are now suffering from malnutrition and cholera on top of it. The water infrastructure in Yemen has been completely blown to smithereens. Their ports are being blockaded by both the U.S. and the Saudi forces. I mean, come on. How do you possibly describe this as decent and moral? And as an American who's also a Christian, I can't. I just can't, Michael. No. No way. Yeah, it's pretty grim.
It is not good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have an interesting article here. And I think this came also from Zero Hedge. For lower paid workers, the robot overlords have arrived.
Oh, and, this has to be about Amazon.
Oh, yeah. And the article starts out a little bit tongue-in-cheek and says, it's time to stop worrying that robots will take our jobs and start worrying that they will decide who gets the jobs. And now, with a lot of low-paid workers, their lives are increasingly governed by software and algorithms. Mike, can you kind of explain? I think I know what that word algorithm means. It's a computer formula. Could you?
Yeah, basically,
clear this
that's
up?
It. Yeah. It's in fact, saying software and algorithms is kind of redundant from the Bureau of
Redundancies
Department.
Yeah. Okay.
And, but that's basically what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And Amazon, of course, has come out with this system
mm-hmm.
that tracks the productivity of its employees.
Yeah.
And can actually fire the employees with no human intervention.
Nothing, not a zip.
You're walking out the back door, you're mm-hmm. punching your little time card, and you get handed a pink slip.
You're fired.
Yep.
Yeah. This is anti-human. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Amazon has done well in terms of how it has built itself up as an empire. But I think that part of that empire has to be focused back for the good of the people who work for you. I remember you telling me that Henry Ford, he hated unions, but he paid his workers enough so that they could buy the Fords. They could take them out in the community. People could see that this
was
the way of the future.
That was his best advertising.
And, wow.
And he had a say. The best way to become prosperous is to make the community around you prosper. Wisdom, which is absent here in the 21st century, where the attitude is, I want my billions now, and the
mm-hmm.
rest of you stop screaming about minimum wage or the robot mm-hmm. will fire you.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty terrifying. And apparently, this technology news site, The Verge, Amazon has had to respond to a complaint that it had fired an employee from a Baltimore fulfillment center for federally protected activity, which could include union organizing. And Amazon said that the employee was fired for failing to meet productivity targets. You know, this is a really bad road.
I agree.
For as a business model, you take care of your people so your people take care of you. That, to me, should be at the heart and center of all business practices.
Well, this Amazon system is basically the cybernetic equivalent of
mm-hmm.
the overseer, you know, with the whip behind you, you know, faster, mm-hmm. harder, faster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now we go to a bill that is about to be passed in Florida. And it's a bill prohibiting anti-Semitism in Florida's public schools and universities. And it's going to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, the Senate unanimously passed the bill on Monday, 2 days after that horrible shooting at the California synagogue, killing one and injuring three others. Lawmakers mentioned the shooting before passing the bill, which would mandate that discrimination against Jewish people can be treated the same as acts of racial discrimination in public schools. Now, the bill also includes an extensive definition of anti-Semitism, including speech that makes dehumanizing or stereotypical allegations about the Jewish community. And the anti-Semitism definition also includes expressing hatred for Jews, calling for their killing or harming, criticizing the collective power of the Jewish community, or accusing Jewish people or Israel of inventing or exaggerating the Holocaust. I think that one was interesting.
Yeah, that last one I do have a problem with. Once again, attack on the First Amendment.
Yeah, and I don't criticize my Jewish friends. And as a Christian, I understand that there is something in common with our Jewish brothers and sisters, as with our Muslim brothers and sisters. Very clearly, we are all people of the book, a religious narrative that comes down from very, very old times. And we each have our books and some of the Old Testament. I know the Christian community adopted as the background for what became the New Testament scriptures. But that being said, okay, I will continue in the most peaceful, honorable, and honest way I can to throw some light on the conduct of the Israeli government when it annoys me, both logically and morally. And right now, they're doing a real heck of a great, a great job going on. I want to see a flowering, peaceful Israel, a peaceful, prosperous Palestine, where neighbors can focus on goods and services instead of bombs and bullets. You know, it just...
Peace through commerce.
Yeah.
You know, and it almost feels like we've entered a new dark ages.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly this effort to censor communication among the people is not a good sign.
No, it's not. And, I have one little piece to put in before the break. And this is regarding Bill Barr. In June of 2008, he was then in private practice at Kirkland and Ellis. And at that time, he wrote a detailed legal memorandum to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Now, this memo came up in December when Barr was nominated for Attorney General. And at Lawfare, Mikayla Fogel and Benjamin Wittes were kind of looking at it and saying, what is this guy smoking? Why won't he share? It is not an exaggeration to say that Barr's entire memo is predicated on two broad assumptions. First, that he knows Mueller's legal theory. And secondly, that he understands the fact pattern that Mueller is investigating. And he said neither assumption is, in our judgment, warranted. Unlike Barr, we don't purport to know what Mueller's obstruction theory is. But now that we have the Mueller report, things are looking very different. What Barr did, and I don't know if this is sort of an equivalent to an amicus curiae brief, was to create a workable defense to the charge of obstruction, which was originally to be placed against Trump. So, it's no accident, folks, when he was nominated as federal attorney general, and guess what? There was only one name on that list. And it was Barr's.
Okay.
Yep. And interesting, this was about the time, June of 2018, when Barbie Allen accepted her position at Poynter. I don't think timing is ever a coincidence with these
generally
elements.
Generally, it isn't. You know, you have to look at how many people are shuffling, who is shuffling.
Right.
And, yeah.
And Bloomberg, as you mentioned earlier, is now saying he's going to do an extensive and thorough investigation of Obama holdovers regarding the 2016 election and whether the spying conducted by the FBI against the Trump campaign in 2016 was improper.
Which it absolutely
was. You think? Oh, you know, it's time to get the popcorn, sort of lean back and, you know, look at what's going on, because there are going to be some interesting political fireworks coming out of this, Mike. Yeah. And, interesting bits on China. And China has just threatened Australia, insulted Britain, and cut Canadian imports, threatened three of America's closest allies. And the threats illustrate Xi's desire to shape a new international order of mercantilism with Beijing at the top. And he is willing to do whatever it takes to get the world to accept that order.
Well, there's a lot of bias and spin written into
this.
Oh,
yes, I know, okay? I know.
Because it's not like China is trying to force the rest of the world to do business with them.
No.
The way the U.S. is doing with tariffs and sanctions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When that Belt and Road Initiative is completed,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be very attractive.
Right.
And the world is going to beat a path to his door.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I am, and I'm really kind of...
We have to take a break
here. All right.
All right. We're on our last commercial break.
All right.
With the last segment of our program
mm-hmm.
after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. Mm-hmm. And Claire, you got a great story here.
Yes. This is news. I didn't see it on any of the crawls of the corporate media. No.
Yeah.
But it's been official. The U.S. has renewed Iran sanction waivers for nuclear work. A moment of sanity? Who knew? The Trump administration today renewed 5 of 7 sanction waivers that allow Russia and European nations to conduct civilian nuclear cooperation with Iran, even as the U.S. steps up the pressure on Tehran, a U.S. official said. The waivers, which were due to expire Saturday, were extended between 45 and 90 days, shorter periods than had been granted in the past. But this will allow Iran to do some work at several nuclear sites to continue without U.S. penalties. Under the terms of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, Russia and several European nations helped to maintain these facilities, and they're engaged in converting equipment there for exclusively civilian use. And facilities included in the waiver include the Bushehr nuclear power plant, the Fordow enrichment facility, the Arak nuclear complex, and the Tehran research reactor, the official said. Must have been an adult there in the room somewhere that said, you know, this may not be a good idea, and they got President Trump to listen. Or, as you said on the break,
yeah,
this is more about making
these
face.
Other nations said, look, yeah. You know, we're halfway through. We can't just stop doing this kind of maintenance work on nuclear facilities. We're going to keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
And so Trump said, very well, I'm going to save face here.
Yeah.
We, the United States, grant you permission.
Magnanimously.
Magnanimously.
Of course,
How generously here.
Yeah, and I just, every once in a while, I look at this administration, and what I'm seeing is disjunctness, disconnectedness, not able to see or work a plan through in a way that doesn't involve war. I think the U.S. just stepped back from the brink on this just a little bit.
Well, this wasn't really the brink. I mean, this was just the nuclear work, on Iran's civilian facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been a lot better if they had reinstated the waivers for Iran to sell their oil.
Amen.
I think would be a good thing. And again, we may see the same thing happen there, where all these other nations are saying, look, we have to buy Iran's oil. Mm-hmm. We don't have any choice.
Yeah.
So you can either, look good and renew the waivers, or it's just going to be obvious that you are losing your grip on the rest of the world. I know that Iran and Iraq earlier today were saying, we have to continue.
Yeah.
There are no alternative sources for us to use here.
Yeah. So one small step for humankind, maybe, in terms of ratcheting down the tensions. Please take care of each other this weekend and have a great time.
Well, we're not quite to the end there.
All right. Would you like to start with one of your talking points?
Well, basically, as I mentioned earlier in the show, there's the music. All right. Vamp till cue.
Yes.
All right. There's the end of our program here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you.
And thank you for listening and watching.
Absolutely. And thank you for the donations.
Yes.
We really need them. They really help. Again, take what you learn here at Republic Broadcasting and at whatreallyhappened.com.
Share
it with everybody that you know. And we'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN.